one of the activities that was dumped in our laps was an electroplating lab that was headed up by a young man named George Jernstedt, who later became a vice president of the company. And George was a chemical engineer and an electrochemist, and he was doing some very interesting work in periodic reverse current plating, and that's rather interesting too. But in that we did succeed in selling a license to General Motors Corporation over the dead bodies of their patent department. But among other things, George was interested in artificial kidneys. And I don't know just how he initially became interested in that, but he was, and he wanted to build an experimental artificial kidney machine. And it wasn't going to cost a great deal, and it involved a lot of the same kind of lab equipment that he already had, and so we went ahead with it. And at that time, the only artificial kidney in existence was the Kalf design, which was good, but it had two disadvantages. First, it took quite a few liters of blood or plasma to charge it, and second, it had two rotating joints in the blood circuit. And blood and rotating joints don't get along too well. You get too many clots formed due to physical damage to the blood itself. So we first went to work on a design that would reduce the volumetric requirements of the device, and then we went to work on eliminating the rotating seals, and we decided to use a peristalsic pump, which had never been used for that purpose before, as far as I know, and we built two kidney machines using a roller-type pump, working on soft rubber or plastic tubing, which meant that you totally eliminated the seal problem. We managed to get the charging requirements down to considerably less than a liter of blood or plasma. But it wasn't a product that we wanted to try and make and sell in Westinghouse. We could make it, no problem there, mm-hmm. but we simply didn't have any organization to distribute it. So we gave one of the pumps to machines to the Children's Hospital in Boston, and another one to a hospital in Pittsburgh. And the week after we delivered the one to the hospital in Pittsburgh, my understanding is that it did save the life of a woman patient, so it was worthwhile.
And as I believe, this principle has been taken up by other manufacturers and is the principle now used in present-day kidney machines.
It's common in both heart and kidney machines to use that type of pump.
Yes.